A Blueprint for a Better World, that's the name of a special exhibition currently ongoing in Sydney, organised by Caritas Internationalis, who are hoping to raise awareness among pilgrims that they can help bring about change for the common good. Kelsey Brennan-Wessel reports.
Caritas Internationalis sees World Youth Day not only as a youth festival, but a call to think globally about social justice. The organization has been working hard towards its Millennium Development Goals, an 8-point humanitarian agenda with aims that range from ensuring environmental sustainability to cutting worldwide poverty in half by 2015. Archbishop of Tegucigalpa, Honduras, and President of Caritas Internationalis, Cardinal Oscar Rodriguez Maradiaga, says that he is afraid that the goals will not be achieved.
With the prices of oil, with the prices of food, now only in the last 2 months, the number of poor in the world increased by 100 million.
The cardinal said that the United Nations Food and Agricultural Organization summit held in Rome in June was a failure for the world's food crisis because there was no political will to give money to alleviate hunger.
Of course, for weapons, there is money. For war, there is money. But unfortunately, not to alleviate the sufferings of so many people in the world.
But some believe there is hope for solidarity. Duncan McLaurin is the former Secretary General of Caritas and a visiting professor at the Australian Catholic University. He says that although the international community is behind on the goals, it is still politically feasible to achieve them with the help of the world's youth.
And what we need is the enthusiasm that's here amongst these young people. We need to harness that in order to get them to lobby the politicians who are in charge of the money in order to get the Millennium Development Goals really going.
Caritas Australia is holding an exhibition in Sydney on the Millennium Development Goals entitled Blueprint for a Better World. It is a multimedia exhibition highlighting the development challenges in the world today, challenges that require immediate action. I'm Kelsey Brennan-Wessels.